In a tree, not so far away, and well within the set perimeter of the encampment, a pair of slender, white-skinned, blue-eyed humanoids with hair the color of raven's wings sat quietly, perfectly quietly, upon a pine branch, studying the scene before them. One of them motioned to the other in an intricate combination of hand gestures, eye movements, and facial and body expressions. It translated as, "They care nothing for the creatures they slay." The other nodded his agreement.
Twiga, pues, fiend.
The creature spoke in the tongue of the Dogalfar, a language not unlike that of the Tuelalfar, distant unknown cousins of the wingless, white-skinned elves.
Twiga, pues, fiend.
This translated into a fitting end. Then they were gone, as silently as they had arrived, slipping past the lumbering sentries, with no more noise than a shadow.
Oh, curse the rotten luck!
The wind shifted later that night, bringing the fine spray thrown high into the air by the distant falls over the field and the encampment.
Not so bad. Stay close to the pines, they'll keep you dry.
A warm bed in Ursula will keep me drier. Are we ever to get back there?
The Duke's seeing a chance to put his name on mountains. But we're all to gain. And if we find the pass, Tetrafell's promised us enough gold bears to each buy a grand house.
The other nodded, and that promise did seem to warm his weathered bones. But the spray continued, filtering through the trees as a fine cold mist. And then, a foul rotting odor accompanied it.
Cool! Now what's bringing the stink?
Oh, smells like a carcass. Could be a great cat coming back from a hunt. Get on your guard now!
And they both did, setting arrows to their bowstrings and peering into the gray, misty moonlight. The stench got worse, filling their nostrils, making their eyes run. And then they saw a shape, not of a great cat, but of a humanoid, a man it seemed, walking stiff-legged through the mist and the sparse underbrush.
Hold where ye are! Ye got two bows aiming at ye!
Now they did recognize the approaching form. He was barely a dozen strides away, as a man, skinny and grizzled, with long hair and a huge beard. He had to have heard the command, they knew, but he kept on coming in that stiff-legged gait, his arms straight out before him. And he was filthy, covered in dirt or peat, and smelling like a rotting and dirty carcass.
Hold now! I'm warning ye!
He kept on coming, and the sentry, a trained and seasoned soldier, followed his orders to the word, and let fly his arrow. It hit the approaching man's chest and burrowed in deep, but the man kept coming, didn't even flinch.
I hit him! I hit him!
The sentry's companion let fly. This shot took the intruder in the side, just below the ribcage, a shot from a bow so strong of pull that the arrow disappeared completely into the body, its tip breaking through the other side. The approaching man flinched, the sheer force of the blow knocking him a step sideways, but he kept on coming, his arms outstretched, his expression blank.
Awake! Awake!
The second sentry fell back through the wall of pines toward the camp. His companion, though, didn't retreat. The approaching intruder didn't change his speed or his route, coming straight in, and the soldier exploded into motion. The sentry cleaved one of those reaching arms above the elbow, severing it easily. A bit of blood rolled out, but more than that came a sickly, greenish-white pus. The soldier knew then the horrible truth, understood the stench to be a mixture of peat and rot, the sickly smell of death, but tainted even more with earth and richness. He knew then that he was fighting not a man, but a corpse. The man fell back, but the zombie caught his sword in its bare hand as he turned, in a grip tremendously strong. The sentry gave up the sword altogether and tried to scramble away, but as he turned, he saw them, dozens and dozens of walking dead, coming through the mist. Overwhelmed, the sentry stumbled and went down. The one-armed zombie fell over him, grabbing him by the elbow, crushing his joint in its iron grip. The man flailed, beating the thing about the head and shoulders, to no avail. Then his companion was beside him again, and with one mighty swing, he decapitated the zombie. Still, it held on stubbornly. The other soldier, seeing the monsters approaching from everywhere, it seemed, hacked wildly at that clasping hand, severing it too. The second sentry pulled his friend to his feet and dragged him to the pines.
Wake up! Everyone wake up!